What's up, Smiley Productions podcast? Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. I'm glad to be back. This is Smiley Stars. Smiley Stars got to be back once again. Been late, but been busy. And once again, my special guest at this time, my rap partner, Twist the Ditch.
What's up, man? You know, I've already been on two podcasts, man. I might as well become a co-host.
True.
All right, man. So, what's the plan for today, man? What do you want to talk about in this podcast?
Today, we're going to talk about marijuana.
Marijuana.
I'm going to talk about marijuana today. It's all right to talk about it. I think it's a good thing to talk about in general.
We are heavy supporters and common users.
True. Ah, shit, I'm really high already. Okay.
We smoked a couple of blunts before this.
Yeah, but like I said, marijuana is a big issue. And we need to solve this problem. People are hating it. It's not supposed to be for hate. It's supposed to be for love, man, and peace. That's what we need in this world.
When it comes to marijuana, in my eyes, it will never... I don't care what anybody says, it will never be a drug.
True.
It's a medicinal herb. Even dumbass people could grow it with fucking... All they need is water.
Yeah.
That's all you need is water.
Yeah.
Plant that, water it, and then you'll see it'll grow out your fucking yard, man.
Yep.
It's just a plant. Y'all be tripping and be like, oh no, it's a drug. I have personally grown it before. Didn't touch with any type of chemical. Came out and that bud was lit.
True. I think marijuana should be illegal.
Yeah, man. Since we're talking about marijuana, we're doing this. Might as well talk. What's your favorite type of strain, man? What do you prefer?
Yeah, I'm OG.
OG?
Yeah, I'm Lime OG.
OG Lime?
Yeah. Okay.
I prefer... Purple Haze.
I love Blueberry Kush. That shit's good.
Purple Haze, Strawberry Kush.
Strawberry Kush.
OG Lime.
Strawberry Kush actually gets me fucked up.
Cherry Bomb. Have you ever had Cherry Bomb?
True.
And just regular drum?
True. No, I don't think so.
Oh my god.
True.
That's the shit right there. That's the shit.
True. What's your final reaction to marijuana?
Well, I don't specifically have a reaction, but...
Not a reaction, but...
I support it. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm married to it. Never will quit.
True. Alright, our next subject is our music. The album
Music in general.
Yeah, music in general, but mostly our music.
True.
Our album is coming up hopefully soon. I think soon.
Hopefully soon.
Like I said, we've been working and doing whatever we can for this album, but we will be announcing the new song that we are working for. And like I said, we will announce that pretty soon as well. What do you feel about the music?
Look, we're so dedicated to this music, man. When we're writing and we can't release something, we get teasers. We will just get a guitar.
True.
And we'll just start playing and then record it just to give people preview, just because we love making music.
True. We just don't release our freestyle just today. And we just posted it on YouTube. It's my projections. Go check it out, guys. It's Rebel Boys Freestyle. Go check it out, guys. What else? Do you want to talk about the music?
What do you listen to, man? Like,
I listen to rock, punk, underground. I fuck with country sometimes.
Same. Let's talk about rock first, since we're gonna do this for a little bit, man. True. Who's your favorite rock bands, man? Like, what you prefer?
AC/DC.
AC/DC?
Avenged Sevenfold, I think they're wrong.
Yeah, okay, I can rock with Avenged Sevenfold.
Pantera.
Pantera, okay.
Rush.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I also like the Beatles and...
Yeah, I like the Beatles too.
Like Nirvana. Well, Nirvana's like a different... Nirvana's like garage punk, I think.
Grunge,
yeah. Whatever the kids say these days, yeah. And, I want to say Green Day, but Green Day's a punk thing, too. What? Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
So... we're gonna talk about the future of Rebel Boys. The future of this group. We're doing so well. We're doing good. We just took pictures. Hopefully, those pictures are coming out soon.
Oh my god! Hold up. First, I want to say to anybody who's watching who supported Sun Music so far.
True.
It's amazing that we made one song. One song that was acoustic, that was unplanned. We left everything in it, even the mistakes. And how many views do we have?
77.
In a week.
Yeah.
For us, that's incredible.
We did a photo shoot. I don't know when those pictures are coming out.
I have them.
You haven't? You haven't even released them yet? I thought you would release them by now.
Because I just got them.
True. Oh, he sent it to you or what?
Yeah.
Oh, we just got the photographs. We might post them.
I'm going to post them right now on this live stream.
Yeah, he's going to post them right now, guys. Go check out those pictures and Instagram. We have an Instagram page as well. It's, what is it? Rebel Boys?
Rebel Boys 666. It's Rebel _ Boys with a Z. _666.
Go check it out, guys. Go check out our Instagram. Go see those photo shoots. We did pretty good. We did at night. I liked it when we did at night.
Yeah, man. That picture, I don't want to ruin the picture. I only got two pictures, but I would say this is the best one.
Yeah, that's the one I really like. That's like my top one.
Yeah. Then this one, I don't know, because...
I like that one. Nothing was wrong with that one. I messed up on that one, though.
True. So I'm just going to post this first one.
Go check out the pictures, guys.
We keep everything real.
Go check out those pictures, guys. Go check them out. They're very good. We did at night. So it was good. I liked that day.
It's a pretty fun day.
This fall fell asleep really quick. And I was like, damn, nigga. I was at his house, too. I didn't want to spend the night because I knew there was no room for me. So I went back home.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck that shit. Plus, a girl was calling me, so I had to come home right away. Yeah, dude, we should do it like, well, do it like a little bit brighter, though. Go in the settings.
Like that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, like that. Damn, I should do that color ones like that. But yeah, like, the nigga went to sleep, so I went back home.
Hey, bro, the blunt was laced, man.
It was fucking good, though. I was drinking beer too, and I was like really all drunk and high and shit when I came home. I was like, that nigga, yeah, was
already dying. I smoked like three more blunts that were laced. That I had to roll because no one knew how to roll.
Man, true.
It's so easy to roll, man.
I thought Lorenzo knows how to roll.
He does, man, but he's lazy.
Someone called you, and then someone called me telling a picture.
Well, okay, man, well, when it comes to the future of Rebel Boys, I'm happy to say that it's going along very well, but we just need to record more. We're writing a lot, man. We're working on this. We're putting in the grind. This never loses my mind. And to anybody who really listens to us and supports us, that's either supports me or Adrian, I don't care, man. We appreciate you. Man, y'all are like a family. This is going to be a family. All right, now... I'm a bring up something that everybody does, teenagers, kids, don't even lie. All right, man, we're going to bring up, of course, vaping. You know, that lounging, that relaxing.
Yeah, vaping. Vaping is a good thing. I like vaping.
Vaping is very good.
When I don't have weed, I just vape. That's it. Like, that's honestly.
Which is very rare for me, I'm vaping. That's just me.
Or are you vaping right now?
I'm vaping right now. Let's get into vaping, man. They want to know, man, what kind of vape do you use? What's your fucking operation bullshit? You know
mine's what I mean? Like Revenge Mini. It's a mini vape.
It's a mini vape, man. Yeah. I got the Smok Mag.
True, I have the Smok tank, the golden one. It's pretty good. Hopefully I get a new one soon. I want to get a new vape.
Yeah, man, what kind of juice do you use? Is there any preferred juice that you stay to?
True.
Like, what was your, do you remember your first juice? Don't lie.
My first juice was blueberry pancakes. This was my very first one.
My first, though.
I didn't like it, though. It was too syrupy.
My first juice was, I don't know if you heard about it. It's Alien Piss
2. I wanted to try that one.
It's good. I ain't gonna lie. It's very good.
You should buy me Alien Piss. My birthday's coming up.
I'll buy you Alien Piss. I got you.
It'll be 22 pretty soon, guys.
If you were to explain how much you vape in a day... Or, like, how much you vape on occasion. Like, how much puffs do you think you take a day? I started mine over, and I'll say the answer.
1.2 seconds.
No, not how long, how much. Oh. Hits.
I don't fucking know. I vape a lot. I should have do. So, I already don't know. I vape too much. I fucked up this vape pretty bad, dude. It's all scratched up from the thing. When I came back home, I was like, damn, nigga, I fucked it up. Then I realized the back is not even all fucked up, though. Just the front. I got pissed, too.
Damn, at least you can still vape.
Yeah. I'm probably going to tell my aunt to buy me a new vape. I don't know.
Yeah, man. But,
I want to get a new one.
Is there any type of coil you use? Or is it just a normal coil?
It's a Smok coil. I don't know which one this is, though.
Alright, man. The next category, man. You want to know what, man? Let's talk about some stories, man. You got some memorable stories? Anything fucked up, scary, funny?
I have a lot of stories. I'm trying to think of one I should talk about. Let's talk about the story about... why my band broke up.
Oh, that's okay.
I like that story better. It's about my first band. I made a band because... well, not my first band. This is the first band I did on myself. Because my very first band is when I did with the other guys. And they kicked me out. I was like the lead singer or some shit. And they kicked me out because they didn't like the songs I was writing, so they kicked me out of there. So I did the second band on my own. I made my own band. I met a guy named Brian, and he had long hair. He was pretty rad, dude. He liked AC/DC and all that, so. And he liked Mexican music, so we got a lot of things in common. Plus, we like wrestling, so it was pretty good. So I had a guy to talk about wrestling, too. He was a chill guy. He was good playing guitar. He played guitar with bands before. Played in bars and clubs and all that, and he told me about it. So I made a band with him when we went to his best friend Jacob's birthday party. We went to the woods and drank and ate cake and pizza in the fucking woods. It was fucking good. I was high as fuck that day. But so like we made a band. We went out, went to different like instrument shops. Like we went to Guitar Center in North Star, and we went over there by the piano store and all that. We went to different like musicians instrument stores, and we met some people. Met a young kid who didn't know how to play guitar, but he was pretty good at it, so we were gonna teach him. Met another guy. He was Asian. He had his own thing. He was doing his own singles. He was a good singer, good guitar, good bass. So we put him in bass. We had a good drummer. I met him in the drum sessions in Guitar Center. And he was pretty good. He'd been in the band before. He wanted in, so we let him in. And then it was history. We were in my house, this house right here. And we were practicing in my living room. Everyone was there. I was singing. I was doing the rock. I was doing, I think I was doing metal. Or like extreme rock or something. And we were doing that for a while. Mostly the band broke up because the drummer moved back to his hometown. The other guitarist was doing his own thing. The other guitarist had a family emergency, so he went back. And everyone just left, and I guess I just left for myself. And I wanted to do my own thing, and that's why I'm here today. Because I can't do my own thing, I need help. So I met Damien, and we made Rebel Boys. And right now, I am really surprised how many people we got to support and how many people are watching the videos and understanding us. And thank you, everyone. Without you guys, I don't know where Rebel Boys would be at right now. Thank you. So, yeah.
Man. Okay, I don't know what kind of story I want to tell. I had a first bad experience that went very bad, but I don't know if I should talk about that.
I think we talked to them. Did I talk to one of them before? No, I haven't, right?
Oh, no, I got the story. My first ever live performance.
Go right here.
This is kind of a...
I wish I was there.
Yeah, man, it was good. This is when we did it. Well, we knew each other, but that's when I was doing my own thing.
True.
Yeah, man, it was kind of messed up, scary, and funny at the same time. It's fun.
True.
Well, I've done many live performances. I was in a band that terribly went wrong. Because, basically, the short term is the band. Some dude was trying to steal Bud from me, and that's all he wanted. That's why he was in the band, and he was the creator of the band, and I was like, you know what, fuck this, I left. When I left, they tried to jump me in the street, but, I slipped under. I was able to get away. Because I wasn't gonna fuck with somebody who carried a taser. I ain't trying to get tased.
True. So
that's
good.
Yeah, I never even told the story.
Yeah. Smiley. Yeah, you did.
Nope, smiley over
you
here.
You said that guy was fucking staying your butt. And I was like, damn, nigga. I guess.
Smiley, everybody. You pass out on stream.
Yeah.
There you go, man. But anyways.
That's what the butt does.
After that, I actually wanted to do something I like, which was rap. And,
true.
I didn't know how to go about it.
I didn't.
True. That's when I first heard Suicide Boys, and when I heard their beats and stuff like that, and their style, I loved it. And
I made my first independent
style, and then
yeah,
I made my own beats, released a song on SoundCloud.
Yeah,
and people started liking it, man, and I was really, really surprised.
I was into rap in a really long time when I was a kid. My mom was listening to rap, so I listened to Tupac and all them. And, like I said, when I went to middle school, I had my first rap battle with a guy who was a good rapper. He was a local rapper, and he was pretty good. He was a fast rapper, and I beat him in a rap battle. Still haven't did that rematch. I want to do a rematch with him again and film it. But, that's how I really got into rapping. That was the time when I was into rock and all that. But I want to go back to rap because I finally I beat someone on something that I didn't know I can do. Yeah. And that's why it came to part of it.
Well, as far as the first performance, some guy hit me up and he was just like, hey, I like your music. I was like, thank you, man. He's like, hey, I'm having a birthday party and I would love it if you could perform.
True.
Name your price.
True.
I was like, damn.
Dude, someone should really hire us for parties.
Yeah.
And
I was like, I only have like 6 songs then that I didn't release because I was too nervous.
Yeah.
But he liked that one song. And I was like, you know what? I played all 6 songs that over there, but the way the concert started was messed up. All
right? True.
First things first, I was like, during the day, there's an open mic thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, let me practice in front of people. Mm-hmm. I did, and some people liked it, and they followed me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Whatever, man. And it was going good, man. I was feeling good vibes, and I started getting nervous because I didn't realize that this kid was very popular. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of people. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people. And I was like, oh, God, no. And then before I went on stage, man, I was already smoking, but I legit pulled 4 more blunts, smoked up by myself. And you know how fat my blunts are. Mm-hmm. By myself, man, I was toasted. And the guy noticed, like, David, why the fuck are you high? Huh? How are you going to sing on stage? I'm like, I'm going to be fine. All right, and then I got on stage, man, and they were going to tell me to walk out. As soon as I took a step, man, I felt like I was going to throw up. Yeah. And so I just, like, went up, did my song. People started jumping because I told them to jump. Yeah. I did the rest of my songs. And after all 6 songs, you know, he wanted me to perform longer, so he let me just do random songs. Mm-hmm. I remember the exact songs I did. Which was like Suicide Boys, Bones, Puya, Ghostmane. And then I did some System of a Down. Mm-hmm. But the party kind of ended because the neighbors called the cops because it started a mosh pit.
Yeah.
And the mosh pit got loud as hell. It was when I was doing one of my songs, I told them, open the pit, which there wasn't a lot of people. So the whole thing, everybody circled. True. And started walking around, and then I remember I said, when it hits, good down. And then I remember the verse I said was like, I'm strapped on the reel, got a price up to, and then I would just scream the word kill, and everybody ran up.
True.
And next thing you know, they get a knock on the door and it's cops and like, fuck, because I had weed in my pocket.
Yeah.
I smelled like it and I was high.
True.
So I hid and they hid me. Like everybody mm-hmm. was like, yo, I like this nimble. So they hid me. And where they hid me was in some guy's car.
Yeah.
The car was, oh my God, that car was a mess. Mm. Oh my, you don't understand how messy that. I swear to God, I was, like, laying next to a pair of boxers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the reel. And then went back, did 2 more songs, which were Aerials and BYOB.
True.
Then I left, went home, masturbated, and went to bed.
Because
I couldn't pick up the girls.
Ever.
Yeah.
Features. Let's talk about features. People want to know
who's performing on our album.
Yeah, they're the Young Niggas, Biggas, or Higgas. I don't know. Who's gonna be in our songs?
All right. I know one.
Oh, go ahead.
Which we actually agreed on this.
We talked to them today. I think.
Yeah.
Whoever.
He's shy to do his first song by himself, so he told him he could do his first song as a feature with us. You know what I mean? So we're doing a song with my friend, the one that I showed how to rap.
Mm-hmm.
Little Young Prodigy.
There you go, that's one.
Young Prodigy. And then we were talking to a local rapper. What was his name, man?
His name was Lil Reef. I already talked to him. I already talked to him. He said yes. He just had to let him know. Hopefully. We get him pretty soon. And then I think we have a third one. I think that one was yours, right?
Yes, sir. I got my homeboy. I talked to him. He's down to do it. We just need a link up. Shout out to the boy, Mally Double Cup. Mm-hmm. Another local rapper.
True. We need to meet him up. Hopefully soon. Like I said, we're gonna let you know, guys, how many features we're gonna have in there. So far, we have 3 right now, so we're gonna let you know later on who else is gonna be in it. But for now, we have 3 right now. On the next thing we're gonna talk about is.
Well, actually, I'd like to do something.
Oh, shit. I forgot. The performance.
Hold on, let me grab this.
Oh, shit. Oh shit, hold on. Qatar coming out.
Qatar just came out.
Like in 24 minutes of the show and we're ready to start. Now 25 minutes. So I'm reading the clock thing. Alright guys, here we go. A special performance by Rebel Boys. Freestyle number 2.
2-1 on the for the podcast.
Right. Yeah, here we go.
A chord, B chord, or C chord.
A and C.
A and C?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, hey. Hey darling, why do you have to be my own way? Hey, why you have to be my only felt pain? Hey, why you have to be those foul plays? Hey, why you have to be my heartache? Hey, I understand my life is so hard addicted. I try to get over you, but you're my witness. I understand my only life is so far from here. Understand my life is so calm and fierce. Hey, hey. What to play? Yeah. What to say? Hey. What to play? Nay. Hey, hey. My life is say, go away, left me pain. I understand my life is so love and the kind of vain. I understand my life is so Vincent that kind of seen on veins. I understand my life is so hard to that kind of pain. Hey, hey. My life is pain, hey. My life is haze, yeah. My life is vase, yeah. Hey, I understand my life is so hard addicted. Give a fuck about the bitches, I could kinda save and vicious. Hey, my life is vicious. Name, hey. Heart addicted. Heart addicted.
I'm the one they dissing. I am too slow for your dish. They want, they always skipping. Warner is alone. No one can call my phone. Cause I am home alone. And gonna grab my styrofoam. Yeah. Smoking weed, sipping, laying right. Born and raised up.
Heart addiction. Hard to ditch him. Heart addiction. That was Heart Addiction Freestyle. Thanks for listening, guys, for everything. Thanks for supporting, keep supporting. Go check out our YouTube page, Smiley Productions. Go check out our Instagram, Rebel_BoysZ666. Go check it out on Instagram. Go check us out, guys. Thank you for listening once again. Welcome. Thank you for listening to the Smiley Projections podcast. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night. Have a good day. Whatever the time you're listening to this, thank you, everyone. Rock on. Smile more. Smile and keep rocking. Rapping.
Real quick, this is Swisha Dish. I want to talk to you for a bit. Thank you for supporting Rebel Boys, man. This has been a lot. This helps us with our stress, our anxiety, our depression, man. This means the whole world to us. As a little kid, I've been dreaming of becoming a rapper for the longest time, and I will not disappoint. Everything I do for a reason. You believe me, I'll believe in you. Just like Naruto, better believe it. Rebel Boys coming out soon.